Francis, we've been covering here on the podcast and in your video series, Amazon, for quite a bit here. Let's travel back to 2014 and talk and your video on what Amazon really had to do to beat Walmart. Tell us more about what you covered back then.
The numbers are just the numbers, as I always say, and you got to look at them and you've got to accept what they tell you. And what they told us in 2014, so we're going back 8 years already, is that Amazon was having very serious problems with its retail ecosystem. And the profits weren't there. The scale structure wasn't there. And I had a good look at what they would have to do to beat Walmart. And they didn't have it. And shoot forward 4 more years to August 2018. And I looked at the Whole Foods acquisition. And sure enough, once again, the big problem jumped out. Amazon's retail profits are only half what Walmart's profits are. Amazon makes all of its money on Amazon Web Services. That's the profit engine. It's nothing like the largest part of its sales, but that's where all the money comes from. And its entire distribution and retail structure is really not. It's not scaling and it's not scalable. There are a couple of problems with it. When you think of the modern world and modern distribution, which we have at Future Creators TV, and you look at drone delivery, for example, you realize instantly that because Walmart has a store within 15 minutes drive of something like 90 or 95% of American consumers, you map drone delivery onto those distribution centers, and Amazon, its locations, everything are completely misplaced. And its acquisition of Whole Foods, none of this does anything for it. And sure enough, guess what we have a few days ago in Bloomberg, a really interesting story by Matt Day and Spencer Soper, showing that Amazon plans to shutter or just kill plans for 42 facilities totaling 25 million square feet. And it is delaying opening of an additional 21 locations totaling nearly 28 million square feet. That's a total of 63 locations, and 53 million square feet. So what we started talking about in 2014 has come home to roost. The company has massive problems with its retail ecosystem. This is a big deal, and you are going to hear a lot more news about this coming up, because this ain't going to go away, as we've pointed out, for 8 long years now.
Locally, to me, there was an Amazon four-star store that was shuttered after about 1 year, and they're facing litigation, Amazon for breaking a lease, and then an Amazon Fresh store in Brookfield, Connecticut has been long delayed because of what they say are supply chain issues. Where do you see this going? Is this a sign of other supply chain or other issues that Amazon might be dealing with?
What we do know is that Amazon's days of sales and inventory and receivables are way higher than Walmart's. So there is something in its supply chain management that's flawed. How can a company that owns Amazon Web Services have inventory days way more than Walmart, which doesn't have that? On the other hand, if you look at Walmart architecturally, it's simply a server with stores attached. And Walmart has been experimenting with supply chain management on what was the really a precursor to the internet. They started using satellite systems in the early 1990s and has simply been polishing that system ever since. That's all they've ever done. And they've got the locations to profit from this. I see that Amazon trying to expand and inflate without solving those problems first is in a scale problem. I don't see how Amazon can scale. This is a red flag for investors. This is the big one. If I was a shark investor, I would be demanding that Amazon spin off Amazon Web Services. and unload. You know, the new Amazon would be just the web services, unload the rest, because it ain't going nowhere.
For more of our coverage of Amazon, check out our August 2018 podcast about Amazon buying Whole Foods and visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.